the morning, and then went over to Mount, where they were having preaching in the afternoon. And because we did not eat dinner over there, that's been a long time ago. But we did ride, and I'd always ridden side saddle. And Montine, that was my friend, said, "Oh, come on, let's ride stride." She had, though she lived in Rising, and they didn't have any horses. But she had two aunts, her mother's sisters, that one lived over in the chip close to Kingsland. It was on a big farm, and one lived down below Rising and on a farm. And she'd been out in the summertime when she was in school, why she'd go stay with them, visit them, and ride horses. And I guess she'd ridden horses for pleasure more than I had, because it really wasn't any pleasure to me. But she said, "Come on, let's go over to Mount Carmel." And so I was going to get on a side saddle. She said, "Oh no," said, "let's ride stride." Well, I never had in my life done that. And so Monday morning, I was so sore I couldn't hardly walk. And she was just in good spirits and health. She wasn't, she's used to it, and I was. And the ones that rode regularly had what they called a habit, maybe a black skirt to go over their clothes to keep any horse hair from getting on their clothes.
Did you saddle your own horses and everything?
Never did. I always had a brother or my daddy.
What do you call
I never knew how to hook one up to a buggy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What
though my husband
those?
And I courted with a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture in there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I never knew how to hook one up. When I wanted to go somewhere, I'd have to get my father or one of my brothers to.
How'd you make them go? How'd you make their buggy go?
The buggy?
Yeah.
Well, all you had to do is just hold the lines, and if they didn't, if you wanted them to walk, well, they'd walk. If you wanted to go a little faster, well, I'd just kind of give them a little lick down with the lines, and they'd go faster.
What'd you say to them?
Get up.
And what'd you say when you wanted to stop?
Whoa.
And did you ever use a whip?
Never.
Anything like that?
Never.
You didn't have a whip or anything, did you?
No.
So,
even Papa didn't have use a whip on.
Yeah.
Wow,
I didn't know anything about that.
And my husband, when he was sawmilling there close to where we lived, where we married, why, he had about 12 or 14 big mules to haul the logs out of the woods,
mm-hmm.
and to haul the lumber to rise and to ship it. And he said that he always told them not to take any whip, not to take a whip to his mules, the men that were working for him. And he said he went to the woods one day and he found a man that hadn't been working for him very long. And he had a whip, and one of them was kind of a bulky. They'd stop, you know, and wouldn't pull their side of the wagon, their weight, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And he was whipping him to make him do it. He said he told him, said,